Quite a day in the world of stolen bourbon. Get another batch of bourbon stolen, shall we say. Five barrels. Franklin County Sheriff Pat Melton here on bourbonblog.com. We've talked quite a few times the last few years, Sheriff, about the Pappy Van Winkle heist. It sounds like some more bourbon's being stolen in Kentucky, huh?
Yeah, detectives, our text to tip phone, we started about 4 years ago. We received a information over the last several days about a potential theft from Wild Turkey Distillery. As detectives started working on that case, Detective Farmer is the lead detective on that case. As they started working, found enough evidence to get a search warrant. Upon execution of that search warrant, they found five full barrels of Wild Turkey bourbon behind a residence, behind a little shed at a residence in here in Franklin County.
So when you all started receiving these tips, had this bourbon already been stolen? How did this unfold as far as take me through the timeline?
Well, I can't put you in specifics, but the bourbon had already been stolen.
Okay.
And as a result, we did recover five full barrels of stolen Wild Turkey whiskey or bourbon from the residence. One individual was taken into custody there. Upon execution of that first search warrant, a second search warrant was obtained for the residence. And within the residence, we also found four different anabolic steroids. So he's been charged with four counts of possession of a controlled substance. Second, numerous firearms, and that enhances those four charges. Also possession of drug paraphernalia. There was a bunch of needles, other things there. And then also receiving stolen property, over $10,000. All these are felony charges except the possession of drug paraphernalia. That's a misdemeanor.
The anabolic steroid, okay, so we got drug paraphernalia, but what we're really concerned about is the bourbon, obviously. This bourbon was indeed stolen and it did not belong to this individual who is
correct.
Gilbert Thomas Kurtzinger.
Correct.
How we say it?
Yeah, it was Gilbert Thomas Kurtzinger. He's 45 years of age from Frankfort, Kentucky. As a result of last night's search warrant, he was arrested about 6:40 last night, and he was lodged in the Franklin County Regional Jail. Originally on $50,000 bond. This morning it was reduced to $20,000 and 10% by one of our judges. And he bonded out this afternoon on $2,000 bond.
How do you think he got this bourbon out of Wild Turkey?
No, that's part of our investigation right now. Okay.
This Gilbert Kurtzinger, the suspect in this that was found at his residence, the five barrels of Wild Turkey bourbon. He also works at Buffalo Trace, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, he's been a long-time employee down there, supposedly worked on the dock. And
do you have any thought that Kurtzinger would also be a suspect in the stolen Pappy Van Winkle case from 2013?
Tom Fisher, I knew you were going to ask me that. We are following up on every lead that we've had on the Pappy case. It's still an open investigation. It's still an active investigation.
Can you confirm or deny if Kurtzinger is actually a suspect in the Pappy Van Winkle investigation?
I have no comment on that at this time.
No. So we must make a difference, is just to state for the record, that these were barrels of bourbon. These were actual barrels stolen in the Pappy Van Winkle case. There were bottles stolen, not barrels, correct?
Right.
So a little different. But the one interesting thing is Kurtzinger has worked at Buffalo Trace for how many years?
I think in excess of 20.
And I'm not sure if you can comment, were there any bottles at all of Pappy Van Winkle at Kurtzinger's residence that could have been stolen bourbon?
No, there were none there.
How old was this bourbon from Wild Turkey? What kind of age did it have on it?
We believe that it was 2008.
Do you know if any had been consumed from the barrel?
No, they were pristine. The barrel had not been opened or tapped. Yeah, actually, Wild Turkey has been fantastic to work with mm-hmm. this investigation. They actually came over this morning, drilled a hole in the end of the barrels, and siphoned off a little bit of the bourbon that was in it. I've never seen that done before, so that was kind of cool. And then capped that back in, and it's gone to their labs right now, you know, running tests on that. And but no, the barrels had not been opened; they were sealed in their original condition from Wild Turkey.
How far away is this Kurt Singer's residence from Wild Turkey? Is it pretty close by, or is it?
Wild Turkey is the plant, next county over, south of us. It's over in Lawrence, in the city of, south of the city of Lawrenceburg, and in Anderson County, Kentucky. It's probably, you're probably looking probably 15, 18 miles.
And probably how many miles away from Buffalo Trace?
His residence, Buffalo Trace, maybe 3 or 4.
What happens next in the steps with Kurt Singer, then?
Obviously, this is a very active investigation. Detectives are still working it and are working it hard. You know, it's going off in several different directions, and detectives are working that right now. And I want to thank Wild Turkey for their cooperation with our investigation. They've been fantastic.
Did that barrel smell pretty good? Could you smell the bourbon?
Actually, yes, and especially after he drilled. You could smell the bourbon from the barrels anyway. And then when he drilled the holes in them this morning, obviously a little bit spilled out on the floor, a very little bit. It had a nice aroma in our basement for a while where our conference room. So, yeah.
Did they give you a sip or?
No. Can't do that. can't do that.
I'm just thinking about if I was there, I'd want a sip of it. But
I had several employees here that really salivating, wanting a taste. So, you know, I'm like, hey guys, yeah, stay back. All kidding aside, it was very neat to see. And Wild Turkey's been fantastic to work with. Good folks, good people, and they've helped us a lot. I do have a statement from Wild Turkey if you'd like to have that. We will work in full cooperation with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office regarding their current investigation. We thank the authorities for their efforts on this case and have immediately began our own investigation, internal investigation. We take this matter very seriously and support the pursuit of full legal action against anyone found in violation of local, state, or federal government laws related to our business. As this is an ongoing investigation, we have no further comments at this time.
The value
on these barrels right now, and we'll narrow it in later, but right now it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,700 a barrel to $6,000 a barrel. Could be talking about $30,000 worth of bourbon or over $20,000 worth of bourbon. So still it's a significant amount of bourbon and money for this and for Wild Turkey.
And this really demonstrates the importance of Texas Tip. Can you talk about that a little bit, about how important this was?
It's huge. Well, we started this 4 years ago, and basically we've got a cell phone that is assigned to a detective. They carry everything about it. They carry the phone with them. They do everything. You know, when we started, we don't pay for information here. We are very reactive on that phone. When we get information, we get tips. It's anonymous, but when we get that information, we get those tips. It's pretty significant, and we react. And the information that we get off of that phone has been priceless to our organization, just like our Facebook page.
So the information in this case came solely from someone texting to this phone, letting you know, just tipping you off on this stolen bourbon.
Yes, it did.
That is remarkable. With regard to the Wild Turkey heist, you think he might have had an accomplice with this?
There are several folks that we're looking at right now and through the course of this investigation.
One of the other suspects does what? Worker Wild Turkey.
Yes.
We appreciate everything you're doing for both Kentucky, Franklin County, and also for all the bourbon lovers out there. You've rescued 5 barrels of bourbon, and are you feeling confident you're getting closer to solving the Happy Van Winkle heist?
We are very excited to see where this investigation takes us. Again, these leads that we're working and the directions that this stuff's going in, it's fantastic. We're very excited about where it goes, and we're working it hard.
Any idea what the suspect, Kurt Singer, was going to do with the bourbon?
I can't comment on that at this time.
Has he made any claim as far as whether it belonged to him?
I can't comment on that either.
Are you able to comment if he had any priors?
I don't believe he had any priors as of this time. I do not believe that he had any.
All right, Sheriff. Well, this really helps a lot. We appreciate everything you guys are doing there in Franklin County. Great job to you and your team and to the folks that tipped you off on finding this suspect. You know, we wish you the best in your Pappy Van Winkle investigation, as well as investigating what actually happens here at Wild Turkey.
Tom, thanks so much for calling from the Bourbon Blog, and we appreciate your support and your help and obviously the relationship and getting word out about what's going on. We appreciate that.